Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because we're at the cliff, and there's so much to talk about. I'm going to get right into it. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Ageless Multicollagen. My favorite banker, the one and only Jamie Dimon, steps forward as he was at the bipartisan council last week talking about debt and debt in business right now. And our national debt and how it's completely out of control. Think about this. In 1982, okay, inflation was sky high at 12%. Unemployment was at 10%. Our national debt was only at 35% of gross domestic product. Flash forward to today, and inflation, they lie to us and tell us how great everything is. And that things are fantastic and we're in a growth spurt and everything's going up. But our debt ratio is at 135% right now. Hello, we're completely upside down. We can't afford the debt that we have right now. And again, every now and then we get a whimsical little bit of truth from Mr. Dimon, who one day everything's great and then we're heading into an economic hurricane. But today he gave us numbers that are really serious. And look at this, because it's something that you have to look at, because what's going to happen is, he says, in 10 years' time, which I don't believe it's gonna take that long, we're going to collapse and be at a point that we will not be able to exist financially as a country with the current system that we have. Now, with that being said, doesn't that make you go, wait a second, we're gonna break in 10 years. I don't believe it's gonna take 10 years. I think it could be 10 minutes myself, but that's just me. I'd rather be prepared than not be prepared. That's how I feel about this right now. Now, Mr. Dimon's emoting a little truth here and there, and that's what this is right now, okay? So read the article below because it's great. And it really is truthful as far as how bad things are. But when you start to see numbers and the fact that we can't afford the debt that we have, we're broken, guys. As I was driving to film this video, I always listen to different financial, you know, shows. And a woman called in about trying to get her student loan, to get a break on her student loans. And it's over with. The programs are done. I make too much money now to get a break on the student loans. Now, what happened when you got the last break, ma'am? And again, I didn't get her name. Okay, just a random financial show. She said, well, I got a break to where I was basically paying next to nothing. Did you make any payments during that time? No, I did not. I have had these loans for 23 years now. 23 years. And I still owe $50,000. But they just sent me my latest payment statement and they want me to start making $900 a month payments that I cannot afford. Now, we can talk about bad career choices and doing the wrong thing and how she shouldn't have done that, la la la, okay? But the point is that if you were given a break on this, wouldn't you take advantage of that break and sit there and go, wait a second, I'm gonna start making some additional payments. And that's what the guy was telling her. It was not Dave Ramsey. It was just a random local Southern California finance talk show. And she's like, no, I can't. But it blew me away because this woman's my age and she's been paying on this for 23 years and has not gotten a break and cannot get ahead on it. And again, would you marry someone like that that's financially upside down? And I've had people write, and I get it. You want to see some funny hate mail? There was a woman that was $350,000 in debt with her student loans. And when she wrote me, I told her that her husband had, her fiance had no business marrying somebody that was that financially upside down. If you can't fix your life, you need to correct this. You need to tell him it's okay. No, she wanted to get in the gravy train, okay? And it was ridiculous at this point. So let me know what you think about this. I don't feel bad about this. I don't feel bad about somebody that not only did she get a deal made because she was making no money, then COVID hit and then it really became a deal. Does that make sense? It's not like that was the deal, guys. It was a deal prior to that and now it's, oh my gosh, I gotta pay 900 bucks a month. That's a lot of money every month to come out of your pocket. Now, compound that to add 23 years onto it, and it's insane. It's Looneyville right there. There is a man named Jeffrey Gundlach, the Bond King. And there's a great article below, you know, where they had an interview with Mr. Gundlach talking about how there is so much, so many layoffs, and the job numbers don't equal what they are. We're being told that this is the greatest job market in the history of the planet Earth globally, but everybody's losing their jobs. And Mr. Gundlach says, I don't buy it. I don't buy also why we're being lied to. Now, this is the Bond King, you know, the billionaire Bond King, Jeffrey Gundlach. And again, if you don't like my advice is getting ready for yourself and for your family and to not just buy stuff for the sake of buying it, okay? No one cares what you drive. You're going to see cars that you've always wanted be on sale like you've never seen in your lifetime. Let's just start with cars. Everything else is about to go on sale as well. You're going to see things at a discounted price like you've never seen in our lifetimes, okay? But Mr. Gundlach is talking about how this just doesn't make sense that all these people are getting laid off, all these things are going upside down, and we're supposed to believe that it's the best economy in the world. Now, the next thing is I have a list, okay, of all these people and all these companies that are getting laid off, and it's a great list. Check it out today. And it's just showing you all the companies that in January 2024 that are letting people go right now. And that's something you should look at and go, wait a second, why are all these people letting people go? Now, again, people write me and say, Dan, it's just in tech. It's 24,000 people have lost their job just in tech so far this year, not counting everybody from last year, just this year. So with that being said, you're going to see more and more people lose their jobs. Get ready, but let me know what you think about this. And there's a lot more to cover on this video. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multi-Collagen. Collagen is a protein that we all have in our bodies. The older we get, the more it's depleted. In our mid-20s, we start to produce less of it. This is crucial for your skin health, your nail health, proper blood flow. It is important for so many things in our bodies. You can go to healthwithdan.com and get yourself some Ageless Multi-Collagen from the good people at BioTrust. They have shipped over 15 million products, but this has made a huge difference for me, guys. I put one scoop in my coffee. I get 5 different types of collagen from 4 premium sources. It is tasteless, it is odorless, but it has made a huge difference with my skin health, my nail health, my joint pain. If you've got creaky joints, if your skin's crepey, this can make a big difference. I've had a lot of people write me after taking it saying it's just been done wonders for them. So check out healthwithdan.com today. You can save over 50% off the regular price. They set up a great website for us. But go to healthwithdan.com. Check out Ageless Multi-Collagen today. I hate to see people suffering. I hate to see people down and out. I have learned so many lessons from losing in my lifetime, and I learn more from losing than I ever do from winning. But one thing that's awful is that we have almost 1 million people in this country, I think it's more personally, that they say are homeless right now. We've never had this many homeless ever. And because of all these job losses that don't exist, and the fact that everybody has a job that wants a job, which is nonsense, we're seeing more and more homeless people around the country. And as we are in winter, it's not every place is California where you get up and it's crisp 72 degrees. So you're seeing more and more people that are getting dramatically affected by loss of job, by illness, by everything. And I think it's tragic. And I hate that our veterans suffer. I just think it's awful right now. So how many people work at a hospital? Well, at Sacred Heart in Chippewa Falls, it's 1,407 people. 1,407 people are losing their job right now because they're going down for the count and they're closing. The hospital is closing. So with the hospital closing, what do you do? What do you do if you get injured and they're just, it's awful. The region is gonna suffer dramatically for this. Oh, you go to urgent care, Dan, okay. Okay, I'm bleeding profusely. I'm not going to urgent care. I'm going to go to the emergency room. But again, everything is great. Everything is good in the economy, and you're supposed to believe that this is all okay. When a hospital goes down for the count and you lose 1,400 people. I am so grateful that you guys send me these stories, and I really appreciate it. And again, if you want me to use your name or anything like that, let me know that it's okay, and I'll be happy to do that. But I just appreciate this. But we are living through such a difficult time right now financially, because the problem with it is that these companies are not making money right now. They're not being able to service their own debt. They're not being able to get paid from the insurance companies. And that's the other thing, is there's another insurance company, Foremost Insurance, that's no longer going to write condo insurance right now. Now, I constantly look at houses all the time, looking at the foreclosures, looking at houses for sale. And a few things you always want to ask is what the utility bills are. I'm always amazed when there's solar on the roof and these, that's still $400 a month. Really? That's insane. What an idiot for paying that. So that, and also who's the insurance carrier? Are they going to write it to the new owner? Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, should find that out. But another insurance company that is no longer going to write condos in California. And again, we don't have the hurricanes. Yes, you've got the earthquakes and things like that, but you're going to see homeowners insurance and renters insurance just be a thing of the past at some point. And it's going to be more and more difficult to get. You're going to end up going to these state agencies, and you know, there's a program here that everybody jokes about called FAIR. You can go get the FAIR insurance program, and it's not fair at all. The coverage sucks, and the prices are not fair at all. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far, but who else is going down for the count? Who else is not going to write policies? And again, you have another hospital going down for the count. This affects the elderly. It affects the poor. Now, in the Denver area, here's something that is absolutely catastrophic, that is unsustainable. There are so many people that are from the migrants that are coming over the border that the hospitals are overrun by people getting free health care, to where they're going to close too. So you're going to see more and more hospitals go out of business because people are getting free health care when you and I have to pay for it. My insurance is a single man in his mid to late 50s is spending a fortune on this. And again, would it be nice to be on mom and dad's policy again? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it would be. But look at this for yourself, guys, because it's only getting worse. And we're supposed to believe that everything is perfect right now. And Jeffrey Gundlach is right. These numbers don't add up. Jamie Dimon, you know, again, is right, because this doesn't make sense. The debt is out of control. People can't afford the debt. And you're seeing places like hospitals go out of business. What's next? There is a shortage of truck drivers in this country right now. And they see the current number is at 80,000 drivers right now are desperately needed to fill the void for the shortage of truckers right now. Now, you can sit there and go, wait a second, I thought people weren't shipping, Dan. I thought that was down. It is down. It's completely down. But here's what you have that's killing this industry. You've got trucking companies going out of business. You've got retiring workforce that are like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Just like the teachers, just like any other industry. You know, this, I used to enjoy being, you know, thought of as BJ and the Bear and driving around the country and hanging out and going to the truck stops and meeting women and delivering stuff and driving all night, okay? But no, it's not fun anymore. It's worse because of the regulations. You come to California and these independent truckers, I mean, you have to have brand new trucks. You have to have certain smog things on your truck. You have to have certain fuel, and the trucks, the new trucks are the only ones that take it. You have to have certain insurance that makes it so impossible that independent truckers, a guy that owns one, maybe two trucks, steps it up, can't afford it right now. But think about this, the number of truckers that are going to be needed by the time you hit 2030 is 160,000 drivers short right now. 160,000 drivers short. That's a huge number, guys. It's an absolute huge number. What other industry are we losing right now? And again, it used to be, hey, you want to earn a living? Go do this, okay? You can make a lot of money. Friend of mine, Chris, was graduating high school, okay? Chris is probably 10 years younger than me. And he was like, how can I make money without going to college? So he looked up, what are great growth industries? And the number one growth industry was welding. So the guy became a welder. And again, last time, you know, I talked to him, he's owned 18 houses as a welder. Okay, so Chris has made an absolute boatload of money doing this, but he's not mid-50s with still owing $50,000 on his student loan debt. It's insane. The trucking industry is getting destroyed by all these regulations, and this state is not making it any easier for anybody to open up their business and to be an independent trucker. So let me know what you think about that so far. Spirit Airlines had a bad week last week. First, they were denied the ability to merge with JetBlue by a judge's decision, and then their stock just got clobbered by 13%. So they're going down. The CEO steps forward and says, listen, if we don't get this merger, we're down for the count. We're done. Yeah, we'll see about that. Once again, we're trying to tell you the truth. We're trying to tell you how bad it is, and we need to merge or we're finished. Everybody's going to lose their job, and you're going to see a liquidation sale like Blue Star Airlines. Okay? Well, there's that. So we're seeing more and more problems like this that you haven't, you know, seen in years, in years. We've all had a car breakdown driving down the freeway, tire goes bad, you know, you hear something, you gotta pull over. Well, James Hanna was driving his Tesla on the highway and it just locked up in the middle of the freeway. Couldn't put it into gear, couldn't even turn the hazards on. Thank God he got out of the car, thank God he could still get out of the car, and could not get the thing moved. And he says, I'm done. Done with this car. This is dangerous. It's unsafe. But once again, what's the reason for this happening? We don't know. No idea. Okay? So what does that cost? We don't know. We have no idea. Seriously, for an electric vehicle. Is that inexpensive? Oh, don't worry. We'll just change the XYZ and, you know, put oil in it. I have a car that had an oil leak, and I came out from my garage, and I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be expensive. And went, and the mechanic was terribly embarrassed because something wasn't tightened and the car leaked oil from the last oil change. So thank God he's honest too. And they fixed the car, and that was that. But these electric vehicles are so expensive. People are getting into fender benders. I am telling you, I could do every week, I could send you guys stories about the people that got into a fender bender that should be just a dent and getting it fixed, and it's $38,000 worth of damage. How is this sustainable? How can people drive like this and live like this when the cars are this expensive? And James Hanna, he's done. He's, I'm done with this car. It's insane that nobody can give me an answer and no one knows why this happened or if it'll ever happen again. So let me know. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one is, I am telling you this is happening on a daily basis, that there is a hacking or a major ransomware attack. I got sent to me this week in ransomware attacks, and there's a list of stories and things that you need to protect yourself on. Please understand this, guys. If you deal with a company that's had an attack, don't think, well, that was yesterday, today's okay, because what's happening is a lot of these companies, what the thieves are doing and what the article below says is that they're going in and they are hacking these companies very stealthily, but stay in there for a long period of time so that newcomers come in and they get as much data as possible. You have to protect yourself from this by not clicking on this stuff and staying away from this. Apple, who's really stayed away from all this stuff, has a problem with iCloud right now with the iPhone. And that is that people that have iPhones are getting text messages like this one that says, hey, your iCloud storage is full. Hey, you know, you won a free 100 gigs of storage. You know, your account's been suspended. The point is that these are scams. And once you click on that, they steal your password, they steal your data, and it looks like it's Apple, but it is not. So I am telling you guys, the cheapest thing I have in my life is the VPN. It's a virtual private network from Private Internet Access. They're not even sponsoring this video, but you should have that because it's pennies a day. But from your device to anything you go to on the web is protected. But the thing about this is that it covers your entire household for the deal I worked out with them, and it's crazy. It was the product of the year for 2022 and 2023 on iAllegedly. Now, the final story is this, is that climate activists went out and threw hot soup on the Mona Lisa. Okay? But thank God the Mona Lisa, because they've been freaked out about, you know, eco-terrorism and all this other stuff that could have happened, that they encased it in glass finally. So that's the world we live in. But the worst part was when these idiots threw the soup on this to teach us a lesson, which that I'm really afraid now of this. And now that they've done this, they're just pulling this guy out. He's talking, he's rambling to the crowd, everybody's filming him. And again, whatever happened to arresting someone the proper way? Okay? Anyways, that wasn't the proper way. So share your thoughts on that one. Please don't forget to like the video. Please make sure you are subscribed to the channel. A lot of YouTubers are having issues where people, wow, Dan, I didn't know I was unsubscribed to your channel. Check it out today. Make sure you're subscribed. Share it with all your friends. Just tell one person about I Allegedly, and you'd make everybody's day by doing that. Make sure you signed up for our email, because one is going out tomorrow, and you want to be part of that. So the link is below on that. If you want to email me directly, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. I love all the stories you send me. We are all in this together, guys. Don't forget that. Don't forget that.